Have you ever looked in the mirror and only saw what you don't like about yourself? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. It's easy to believe the lies that we're not enough or that we're defined by our flaws. But the truth is, God made us in His image. He sees us as precious, chosen, and deeply loved. When we let His voice be louder than our doubts, we can see ourselves for who we really are, reflections of Him. That's what today's poem, Reflections by Brooke Morris, reminds us of. I stare at my face in the lake below. I watch the ripples of water grow. A precious human made by God above, on whom He pours out His unending love. Who am I to serve the powerful King, the Creator God over everything? Why did He choose me? I don't understand what He thought when He chose me with His hand. But then, in my heart, His voice I can hear. He speaks quietly, but His words are clear. I love you, my child. Why do you not see? You are a living reflection of me. You are always mine, whatever they say. I will be with you and will guide your way. I smile as the tears flow down from my eyes, and I look up at the breathtaking skies. So let's dig into this poem a little bit deeper. It's so easy to believe the lie that we're worthless because of what others say about us or what we think about ourselves. Even though you might not like yourself at times, God always loves you. In fact, He even likes you too. He created you on purpose, and He wants you to be with Him forever. That's why He became human, died, and rose again, to take away the sin that separates us from Him. How does it make you feel knowing that Jesus sacrificed His life for you? Every person is made in the image of God, and everyone has value. And if you're a believer in Jesus, then you can also reflect God's glory because you are His child and you have the Holy Spirit who fills you with God's love and helps you live in His good ways. When we're feeling discouraged, how can these truths give us hope? Now, as you and I can read in 2 Corinthians 3:18, so all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image. And take a closer look at what the Bible says. In Genesis 1, 26 to 30, Psalm 139, verses 13 to 16, and Ephesians 1, 4 through 8, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and we're not just a podcast. If you love reading with actual pages in your hands, then you can get a free one-year subscription to the printed version of Unlocked. It'll come to you in the mail every 3 months, and you'll get to see the full-size cover art and get room to journal in the printed book itself. So sign up for free, go to unlocked.org and tap subscribe in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. How you can find a place to serve in the church, even if you feel too young or too unqualified. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.